you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New data from Pornhub.
Yeah.
Shows a spike in users searching for fidget spinner-oriented porn.
My son has those things. They're like $5 now. And this guy is a brilliant marketer. Because the brand I'm seeing everywhere, just the little boxes, they're available. They are such impulse buys now. They're just everywhere.
Yes.
At sitting right next to the cash register. Mm-hmm. And they're like $5.99. Now, that's not real cheap, but it's pretty cheap in this day and age. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, whatever. Yeah, get one.
Yeah. How do you work that into porn?
I don't know. You can't.
You can try to balance it on a nipple.
You could do that. Thank you. And by the way, thanks for the visual, too, Nick.
Yeah. Just that in case nice. You were to wear what nipples are.
In case I didn't know where the nipples were, Nick just showed me.
Right. That was too quick, Nick. Yeah. You came up with that idea too quick.
I think you knew that right away. Because I know you can do it on your nose. Well, Ryder does, he can spin it on his nose. But I'm not going to ask him to do it on his nipple.
I saw one. I guess I saw one spinning where a tramp stamp might be.
Well, those ball... Oh, really?
Oh, just yeah. Like a top?
Oh, okay, that would be it. Those ball bearings... Ryder was spun one on the table the other day, and I walked away. I felt like an hour, and I came back, and the thing was still moving. It felt like I'm thinking so...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they were not really necessarily invented for autism kids, but they work for autism kids.
Yeah,
they do.
The spike for fidget spinner searches on Pornhub started to happen overnight, May 10th.
Boy, how bored are you if you have to put it... I mean,
well, that's when it started.
All of us enjoy our porn once in a while. You might have heard that in the radio. And I don't need fidgets to find another category. There's plenty of man and woman sex happening on and woman on woman.
Yeah. Well, most of these videos are just people must get off just watching the fidget spinner. Most of them are not involved in the sex act at
well,
all.
Well, there's why would almost
that be in,
none.
Why would that be in you porn?
People just start to... Keep in mind, there's a difference in what people are searching for and what they can find.
So you saw one spinning on a tramp stamp. Was somebody taking care of that at the same time?
It was beforehand, but you know they were just showing the fidget spinner.
So nobody can do it on their nipples like Nick just showed me?
I'm sure someone can.
Well, maybe Nick can.
Have you seen that?
He did say right away while you do that.
Have you actually observed that, Nick?
Nobody, I have not.
But you got fidgets around the house, right?
Yeah, I can't even balance it on my finger. Yeah, it's not going to work on the nipple.
No, it's not.
No, unless you got some pencil erasers.
Yeah.
You know? Puss, does he?
You know he's been trying.
Yeah.
Nick's
got pencil erasers for the nipples.
Right, and apparently there's this girl that's she's just playing with the fidget spinner, and somehow it makes her horny.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of weird. Doesn't make me horny.
Oh, yes, it would. There's a couple where the fidget spinner goes places where it's not really meant to go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's about it. Really not that sexual. Really not whackable.
No, I wouldn't think
so. Oh, no. It did make the site's top 10 overall searches for the month.
Wow.
God, do people just type in anything?
Well, Pornhub's data says that it's mostly young
Google
and mostly women that are searching for fidget spinner porn.
Right. Because
I think people are just lazily typing anything in.
Into anything, any search engine.
Well, Pornhub specifically.
I know. It's just Google
right,
or Pornhub.
Pornhub.
A lot of people like to go to the porn sites. A lot of people like the fidget spinner, so they just go... on the porn site,
yes.
Search fidget spinner and see what they can find.
Mostly young, mostly women searching for it.
There's a survey out, Craig will probably get to it today. Google did it. People type in what they spell wrong in every state.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin's the best.
Do you have that?
Yes, she does.
It's kind of a graph. I don't know if we put it out on the social media.
You can tweet it out. There's a tweet that shows every state of the union, and it's right in the middle of the state. It says, you have to find out. It doesn't say the state. You have to know where states are. I'm sorry about that. But it says the word on the state is the word most misspelled in that state, according to Google, right?
Right. Based on, you know, how to
Google
spell.
Searches.
Right.
Now, at USA Today, they have the actual list, and you don't have to know which state is which.
Oh, you don't?
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of these words that I have a problem with. There's a couple.
Oh, I'm not yelling at anybody for spelling, but I'm yelling at Wisconsin. What do you think the most misspelled word in Wisconsin is, Nick? Do you know the story?
Diarrhea.
Nope. Diarrhea is one of them, but not Wisconsin. Diarrhea is up there in Vermont or Massachusetts.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Nope. What?
We know how to spell that.
When you're a kid, what do you learn to spell the most, the first thing when you go to school?
Mississippi?
Or no. Say you don't live in Mississippi. Say you grew up in Nebraska.
Okay.
What'd you learn to spell?
Your name. Oh, Nebraska, the state name. Okay. Nebraska.
There you
all right,
go. You can't even wrap your brain about how stupid this is.
Uh-oh.
Wisconsin is Wisconsin. People can't spell their own state.
Wow.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, and that was a weird word, but you learned it right away. That's what you did.
Right.
It was one of those things. How do you spell your home state, kids? And we had to write it out, you know?
But they can't spell sauerkraut.
No, we can't.
I never
could.
You eat enough of it.
Yeah, no, I ate a ton of it as a kid.
This is a list of the commonly misspelled words released by Google Trends. This list of words released in advance of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. That's why they're doing this.
Is that why? We're owned by Scripps.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
They're our boys.
It's not a sport, by the way. Should not be on ESPN, and nobody's yelling at me for that. But
apparently that's going on this week in D.C. Google breaks down the most common misspellings by state.
They got the youngest speller ever there, 6 years old. See this chick?
Yes.
She's a freak. Cute little girl, but she's going to rule the world. I mean, she's six.
We could use some help.
Yes, we could.
Yeah.
Can't fall off the floor.
Good point.
You know? Yeah.
There are several states that their most misspelled word is beautiful.
Yeah, California and New York, I saw.
Apparently there's more than that.
Ohio.
Google's beautiful.
Oh, there's more.
Minnesota looks up how to spell beautiful a lot. The two dumbest
ones. I mean, number one.
Two dumbest ones, in my estimation, are they have trouble spelling nanny.
In where?
In Mississippi.
Doesn't surprise me.
And they have trouble spelling gray in Georgia.
Now, Craig had a good...
That's not fair.
Because gray is
E-Y-A-Y.
Is E-Y or A-Y are both acceptable, are they not?
As I understand it. And this is E-Y, correct?
No, A-Y.
No, it's A-Y.
Oh, that one's okay. See,
A-Y.
There you go.
But the stupidest one is, you know,
is
to me,
nanny.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's not a word.
Is not a word.
Well, West Virginia's smart. That's probably the only thing they have trouble with.
No wonder they misspelled that one.
Right. West Virginia and Connecticut. So all the kids at Yale are looking up supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell that either. That's stupid. But
one of the most common misspellings across the nation is the word pneumonia. That makes sense.
Yeah,
because a lot of people forget about the silent P.
The one that doesn't is Wisconsin.
The one I have to look up, Texas and Missouri. Maintenance. I always seem to have a problem with maintenance.
Yeah, that E in the middle.
Yeah.
I think it's an E.
That's what throws me. Yeah, it's maintenance.
In New Hampshire, they misspelled diarrhea the most. In Rhode Island, the word they misspelled the most was liar.
Yeah, that one I don't get.
No.
Yeah.
Four letters, you should know.
Yeah, it's four letters, and it's pretty much L-I-A, liar.
You don't know what I don't get?
Spelled the way it sounds.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, that takes it.
It takes it completely.
Yeah. There's a clear dumb winner in this one.
Yes.
And it's Wisconsin.
Right. And which is just strange.
Insane.
Well, now,
again,
to be fair,
the way it sounds.
In the first tweet revealing the 2017 list, Google misspelled the word 90 as Maryland's top misspelling.
Oh, so they Google misspelled their own word?
Yes,
well,
that's on Google.
They spelled it ninty.
I just go to just go to PD's NHL blog. Has all the information on this. It's right there on the TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Odd Google searches, too. Like, I've never Googled liar or beautiful.
No, mine are usually, I'm looking for names.
In Nebraska, the most commonly misspelled word is suspicious.
All right.
Iowa, it's vacuum. Kansas, it's diamond.
That's dumb, Kansas. Come on, Kansas.
Come on.
Kansas, you're smarter than that.
Yeah, you are.
You are smarter than
Nevada,
that.
Nevada, it's available. They can't spell available in Nevada.
I misspell so much stuff, especially on the phone with the keyboard so small.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
What about Missouri?
We're showing results for cheeseburger. Like, oh, man, I got cheeseburger.
Maintenance.
Yeah, that's
maintenance.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Maintenance one.
Okay.
Yeah.
California's beautiful. You said Nevada. Arizona.
Arizona. Tomorrow.
2 hours, folks.
Yeah, that one I can.
Yeah.
No. I'm good at. No, I think you're dumb if you don't know that, too. But only because I've Googled that. I Google that every time pretty much to make sure I got it right. But I think it's saved to my phone now.
Ah. Arkansas, for whatever reason, misspells Chihuahua.
That's actually a pretty easy one if you break it down.
Yeah, yeah, but I'll give Arkansas
credit. But who spells Chihuahua?
And I don't think Arkansas is that smart. Yeah. So good for Arkansas.
I just always hear Les Nessman ringing in my head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of a long word, but just three parts. Chihuahua.
Yeah.
that's Les Nessman.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
The Wisconsin thing is even more inexcusable because everybody in Wisconsin is walking around wearing shirts that say Wisconsin on them.
That's right.
But apparently they can't retain it. That.
No.
Yeah.
They spell Packers. How do you spell Wisconsin? P-A-C-K-E-R-S.
C-H-E-E-S-E. Wisconsin.
No, there's no excuse for that one. Not everybody's a native, but most people in most states are natives. And you grow up learning in school how to spell your state.
In Hawaii, yeah. They miss people.
Which island?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
You're right. Somewhere there's a six-year-old laughing at this map. You can't spell that.
Oh, yeah. That six-year-old in the spelling
North Greek. Carolina that can't spell angel.
Yeah, I don't get that. And Oregon. Sense?
Yep. Don't have it.
I still think this is a stupid poll now that I'm thinking about it.
It's not a poll.
I know. It's Google searches. I get it.
Yeah,
I bet you everybody knows how to spell porn. Right. The whole country can spell porn because that's what Google searched the most. Porn.
Yeah, but you have to preface this, I guess, on the, with the quote, how to spell. And then
okay.
That's
well, that makes Wisconsin even more stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Right, because they actually had to type in how to spell. Well,
my own state.
Right, and then they just tried to spell Wisconsin, right. And then Google told them, no, here's how you spell the
C-H-E-E-S-E.
Of the state you live in.
That's how you spell Wisconsin.
That's how you spell hat. Yeah.
That's how you spell hat, that's right.
Or just use W or W-I, no reason to spell it.
Yeah.
That's what they make abbreviations for.
And I did neglect to mention with the fidget spinner-oriented porn.
No, you didn't.
The females are 19% more likely than males to be searching for fidget spinner-oriented porn.
Well, apparently you can spin on your nipples, according to Nick Allen.
Good.
Yeah.
How does Pornhub know it's a female? Because when I go to Pornhub, I'm figuring out I'm like an anonymous.
Yeah, you don't say you are.
It knows.
Yeah. It knows who you are.
I don't check in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't join Pornhub. I never joined any of these sites, so they don't know who I am. But maybe they do. They know. They're watching.
Yeah.
They're watching.
It's Skynet.
But we would accept a video of a fidget spinner going around a nipple.
In a heartbeat.
TNT.
Not from you, Nick.
Right.
TNT. Not from Nick.
At TNT Radio Empire.
Get all caught up in the hair.
If you keep your face out, you might not know it's yours. Puss will pick it out.
Again, that's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
If you can spin a midget spinner on your nipple. I want to see that, too.
Well, I don't want to see it on some dude.
All right, Nick, put your shirt back on.
That's too bad, yeah.
Horrible story out of Palouse Falls State Park in Washington State. CBS affiliate KREM-TV reports that a man was taking a selfie with his girlfriend. K-R-E-M.
Oh, creme. Okay.
De la creme.
Okay. What were they doing now?
A man was on a cliff taking a selfie with his girlfriend, his footing, and slipped.
This is happening with increasing frequency.
Woman told authorities her boyfriend hit a rock as he fell into the water.
I saw a stat on this the other day, the number of selfie-related deaths. And they were all similar to this situation. I forget how many people have fallen to their death. Taking a selfie.
Oh, he's dead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play that. I thought he lived.
So did he at least have the selfie, or did he take the phone? Did the phone end up in the water with him? You'd at least want the picture.
But remember that honeymoon in Mexico where somebody fell off the cliff, either the guy or the girl. I think it was a girl. And that guy was eventually charged.
Yeah.
Because he actually murdered her. So yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
But you
don't you think that 10% of these are murders we don't know about?
Yeah.
I think they are.
There are. Yeah, there's got to be some.
You can see the arm in the background of the selfie. They're like, get out of here.
Yeah, I just want to know if the selfie made it to the cloud. Can we, you know, get that photo? The one that was taken right before the fall.
Well, she even might then, have taken the photo and have the camera. It doesn't have to necessarily go with the guy that fell.
No.
She probably
but I thought
was
it said he was
picture.
Trying to take the selfie.
Either they way, were. You can push him off a cliff and the authorities are not going to just say, oh, selfie, sorry. Okay, go ahead. No. Carry on. That's your third wife, I know. They lost their balance, all of them. I date a lot of chicks that can't keep their balance.
I date a lot of klutzes.
I dig inner ear problems.
Yeah, I dig inner ear problems, right. That's sad. Sorry about that.
Environmentally conscious? It's a morning radio show. Settle for conscious. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.